Magnolia Events operates a catering operation for weddings and other one-shot parties. The company wants to expand to add a restaurant, which would stop serving at 10 o'clock and be out by 11, essentially replicating Park's operating hours. Olmsted Executive Director Stephanie Crockett says her agency needs more revenue streams, and the $75,000 to $100,000 extra from a restaurant amounts to three seasonal workers to help maintain city parks. Many neighbors say a restaurant would bring in too many cars to an area where there are already parking problems. Crockett says the restaurant would amount to 100 customers coming to the casino.
Think of that as 50 cars. Jason, the vendor, has said that they would consider doing some type of a shuttle, even collaborating with Albright Knox and some of the businesses along Elmwood to help streamline and bring people in so that we're not having to have cars. Olmsted has agreed that in this bike-friendly community that we're trying to establish, that we would put in new bike racks.
The caterer would also start selling picnic baskets to Shakespeare in Delaware Park, which operates within sound of the casino. Crockett says deciding what to do about Marcy Casino and potential revenue is important because over the next 2 years, casinos in Martin Luther King and Casanova parks will be renovated and need cash to continue maintenance. Mike Schatzel is one of the partners in Magnolia and says there's plenty of parking within walking distance.
I understand the residents that live over in Rumsey that they don't want cars all over their in front of their houses, but I don't think that the there's plenty of parking in the spaces in front of the art gallery and then along going right down the center road of Lincoln Parkway.
Schatzel says he expects much of the business will be in the summer while trying to add events in the winter to take advantage of the facilities and the views of Hoyt Lake. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.